The Covenant of Genesis, a novel, by Andy McDermott, narrated by Gildert Jackson. Copyright 2010 by Andy McDermott. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Bantam Dell, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Oman. For all that the Arabian desert was traditionally supposed to be devoid of life, there was far too much of it for Mark Hyung's liking. A cloud of flies had been hovering in wait as he left his tent just after dawn, and now, 3 hours later, they had seemingly called in every other bug within a 10-mile radius. He muttered an obscenity and stopped, removing his Oakleys and swatting at his face. The flies briefly retreated, but they would resume their dive-bombing soon enough. Not for the first time, he cursed himself for volunteering to come to this awful place.
"Got a problem there, Mr. Hyung?" said Muldoon with barely concealed contempt, pausing in his ascent of the steepening slope. The bear-like Nevadan was a 30-year veteran of the oil exploration business, tanned and leathery and swaggering. Mark knew Muldoon saw him as just some skinny, fresh-out-of-college Korean kid from California, and rated him little higher than the desert flies.
"No problem at all, Mr. Muldoon," Mark replied, replacing his sunglasses and taking out a water bottle. He took several deep swigs, then splashed some on his hand and tilted his head forward to wipe the back of his neck. Something on the ground caught his attention, and he crouched for a better look. The object was familiar, yet so out of place it took him a moment to identify it.